Okay, three quick announcements before we get to the April 7th broadcast. Join me and my great sponsor and NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer and the USCCA and take the responsibility pledge to keep your firearms safe. Gander Mountain is sponsoring the event. In fact, they're sponsoring the number 15 Clint Bowyer car, Michael Waltrip Racing, next weekend in Texas at Texas Motor Speedway. You'll see our sponsor all over the car. Make sure to take the responsibility pledge at responsibilitypledge.com to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Many thousands are doing it. You should too. I did, and so did the entire staff at USCCA. CCA and Gander Mountain. Also, Gander Mountain on the 20th, April 20th at the Lake Mary Gander Mountain Academy in Orlando. I will be there. Michael Martin will be there. Rob Pincus will be there. Make sure you come out for the CCW Expo. Huge event. Great show this week. Nick Andrasak was with us from Basic Freedom Defense Fund. Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry. Rob Pincus in the studio. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the show.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a pleasure to have you here. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I got to tell you, a lot going on out there. And I'm in the studio here with Rob Pincus, who was finishing up a training course in Augusta, Georgia, driving through. And, Sean, I guess I should say hi to you first, right?
Hello, my friend.
How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, my friend. How
pleasure
about
to
you?
Have you?
I'm doing well.
Doing well. And Rob Pincus, welcome in.
Hello, sir.
Oh, let me get your mic on. That might help.
Hello, sir.
We can hear
hello,
it now.
Hello, sirs. Good sirs. And nation.
And nation from the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. And parts unknown in between. Welcome to Armed American Radio. We had a lot of great announcements here. You missed them because you weren't here. But Terre Haute, Indiana is listening to you today. News Talk 98.5 WIBQ. News Talk 98.5 FM WIBQ. Being brought to Terre Haute by Carson Arms, local sponsor out there. So that's cool. If you're in the Terre Haute, Indiana, you get out a lot. You ever
Very
find
cool.
yourself up there, make sure you head over to Carson Arms. Tell them I sent you. Houston, KNTH, 1070, The Answer. New time slot for you next week. Yeah, 9 p.m. to 12. We'll be listening together. Sean, what do we call it? A new prescription, right? A new prescription for freedom?
Yep.
A full three-hour dose. So that's an awful lot of fun. April 20th, you and I will be...
Lake
Mary, Florida, just outside Orlando for the Great Gander Mountain CCW Expo.
I was just down there teaching on Wednesday. Had a great little class down there. Nick Smith, the manager and lead instructor down there.
Yeah, Nick's a great guy. And you're going right back again. I mean, you get all over. You were down in St. Augustine again as well. You kicked off what, the PDN Tour, right?
We did. We kicked off Personal Defense Network Training Tour actually in Cantonment over near Pensacola.
Right.
Then went and did a course in St. Augustine. And then went down to Lake Mary, and then came up here to Augusta.
Gotcha. That's a beautiful thing. So you're moving all over the place. And you did what, a combat focus class in Augusta?
Yep, combat focus shooting. All four courses were combat focus shooting courses. So we're getting started. And this was an incredibly busy weekend for the Personal Defense Network Training Tour. Actually had five classes going on at once from California. We had Texas. We had Indiana. Maybe Terre Haute, near there.
Okay.
Terre Haute. And then we had one other class. Oh, Culpeper, Virginia. Tom Givens was up there. So we had a knife class. We had an instructor development class. We had a rifle class and two pistols classes going on all under the PDN banner.
Wow,
and,
great.
Coast to coast. So a very busy weekend for the tour.
Yeah, huge weekend. And, Sean, I have to tell you that as we're sitting here, again, I go back to these off-air conversations during the breaks. And I said to Rob, I said, so why are you here in the studio anyway? What brings you to the Armed American Radio studio on short notice, as in, hey, I'm in Augusta, I'm coming up. But the reason I ask that is because you're going somewhere that's bringing you near us now. So and the answer that I got, ladies and gentlemen, won't shock you, but it's very, very eye-opening. When you hear about the gun control grabs going on in New York, when you hear about the gun control grabs going on in Connecticut and Colorado, when you hear about 22 bills in the gun-hating state of New Jersey, and let's make no mistake about Governor Christie. Governor Christie is a rhino. Make no mistake, there are 22 bills, I believe, that are being moved forward in New Jersey. Remains to be seen what's going to happen there. But when you hear about these gun grabs and the economic impact, this is real. And I'll let Rob take the mic now, and because I asked you the question, what brought you here and where are you going next? And your answer was astonishing.
Yeah, the next course is actually up in Virginia, and another state I've lived in, and obviously a very strong gun rights state, an individual rights state. I should be heading due north, right? So I shouldn't have come through Atlanta, but I'm on a tour detour. The tour is taking a detour so that I can go back up to the Midwest. I'm going to go back up to Ohio, and I am actually going to cleanse, as hard as this is and as wrong as it is, I am going to cleanse the PDN tour truck of all the ammunition, all the high-capacity magazines, all the magazines, really, all the firearms, even though I have, you know, bolted-in safes, a gun vault, tack vault bolted in there, and some other lockable storage gun vault products and some locking drawers where all the stuff is normally secured, thousands of rounds of ammunition that I brought out to help out some students that couldn't find ammunition. And we've been giving out loaner guns, and guns go down, and people want to borrow some of the guns, our sponsors' guns, the Daniel Defense Rifles. Normally, when we do classes, you know, that stuff's really kind of important to the flow and to the experience people have. But unfortunately, for the next few weeks, I will have none of that in the truck, because after I go to Virginia, which is very pro-gun, after I go to West Virginia, which is very pro-gun, we're going to head up to New Jersey, which is the first time the tour has done a class there. We're going to head up to New York, the first time the tour has done a class there. Then I'll be up for the NE Shooters Conference, and I'll be doing a course right on the border of Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and be driving through New Hampshire, probably end up driving through Connecticut at one point as well. And then I'll be in New Hampshire, then I'll turn around and go back down to Ohio for some classes right before the NRA show. And there's just no, you know, I can't have any of that stuff up there.
You can't take the chance. And I want to make this very clear. We were talking with Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry, who is probably still listening. And this is all new to them up there.
Yeah.
As of April 4th, literally days ago, hours ago, what you had in the truck was legal to drive through Connecticut. Today is a felony.
And, you know, New Jersey's always been a problem, but we haven't done a tour stop there. And New York, of course, now it's always been kind of, you know, silly about the access to firearms. If you're traveling through as an instructor and you don't have one of the New York State permits, you can't even touch guns and all that stuff unless you're supervised by another instructor. But it's gotten obviously ridiculous now in New York. So it's really put us in a position where a lot of the people that are going to be participating in the tour over the next 3 weeks are going to be deprived of some of the kind of cool factor of pulling up with the truck and having all the gear and being able to borrow the gear and experience different guns and things like that. And certainly as far as getting people ammo, they're kind of on their own, unfortunately, for this leg of the tour, because it really just has gotten so crazy. There's no way to negotiate the entire Northeastern corridor. I just got to go to Ohio, drop the stuff off, and pick it up again before I head through the Midwest. And
I'm shaking my head. I mean, it's astounding. It's stuff that I never actually thought about until we mentioned it during the break. But what's interesting about that whole deal, and from personal experience, of course, I took the class down in St. Augustine, the combat focus shooting class. And ladies and gentlemen, why this is important and what Rob is referring to, where people miss that coolness factor, it's more than just the coolness factor. It's also the educational experience as well. And what I mean by that is we had an individual in our class, you'll remember, who had a little bit more gun. His gun was more advanced than he was.
Sure.
Let me put it that way. You were able to help an individual who paid an awful lot of money, bought about 1,500 rounds of ammunition, took time off of work, staying in a hotel, fuel. I mean, this is not a free weekend for him or a free 3 days. It's an expensive weekend that these people plan for. And he got there, and all of a sudden he found himself, oh, let's just say his stomach, his eyes were bigger than his stomach when he bought his gun. And you were able to help him out by providing him with one of your guns, spare magazines, which are illegal in Connecticut now, which are illegal in New York now, which have always been illegal in New Jersey. You were able to provide ammunition for those who needed it. And you can't do any of that for your students anymore, at least in that area.
Right, yeah, in that area. And now, because just the way the logistics of the tour work, this is the opportunity to go kind of cleanse the truck of all that stuff before I head up there. So the guys in West Virginia and the guys in Virginia are kind of going to miss out. The guys in New Hampshire, a great, you know, freedom-loving, gun pro-gun state,
sure.
They're going to miss out. So it's sad that things have turned the way they have over the last few months. You know, we had a good 15-year pro, you know, firearms movement in this country, and we're against the wall right now. And I know everybody's fighting locally, and I know that I'm going to be involved in some of that activity when I'm up in the Northeast. And, you know, that's one of the big reasons I'm going up there, because it would have been one thing to cancel everything and say, nope, you know what, I'm turning left when I get to Virginia, West Virginia.
Well, you know, it's interesting to hear you say that, too, Rob, because I've known you a long time, and politics is something, and you've been participating on this show from day one. From day one. And conversations with you have always been, hey, keep me out of the politics and let me stay with the safety and training. And listening to you right now is quite an eye-opener for those of us who are listening. I'm listening just as a fan as to what you're saying. This is not a conversation that's scripted that you and I had. And here we're seeing the real results of this from an economic standpoint. We can take this bigger to the industry, can't we? Because it's not just you.
Right, sure. There's other trainers being affected. You know, the sponsors of the tour. I mean, they want me to go up there and show off their guns, show off their gear, and all that stuff. And you know, at the end of the day, there are still a lot of gun owners in the area of that country, and there are still gun owners, you know, in the occupied territory, so to speak. And I think it is important that we go in there and we continue to do classes and we continue to support them and we continue to help them fight the fight and not abandon them. But at the same time, it does have a financial impact. It's adding 1,000 miles to the tour. For me to run up to Ohio and then turn around and run back down to Richmond.
It is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. And I want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, the Daniel defense gun that you had, absolutely beautiful. We don't have enough time right now to talk about it. We're going to go to a break. But we will when we come back. That looked like an SBR, a short barrel rifle. It was not. It was a workaround. It was 100% totally legal. That gun would put you in prison right now in Connecticut as of the 4th.
The magazine for it.
The magazine for it. Just the magazine alone. We'll talk a little bit about that with Rob Pincus, one of the greatest trainers in the nation, here in the studio with us, giving you the benefit of his advice right here on the Armed American Radio Network in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Back after this.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new TaxLide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxLide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxLide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This is Armed American Radio. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with my special in-studio guest. Joining me here, Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome to the... Always pleasure to have you in the Crossbreed Holster Studio.
Good to be here. Glad it worked out.
Yeah, it always does. A little bit late, a little bit of traffic problems, but that's okay. That's to be expected around the Atlanta, Georgia area. Doesn't matter what time of day or what day it is for that matter. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for... if you want to participate in this auction, you want to do it now. The auction is now open. PennyGunAuction.com. Check this out. The winner of this auction, and the bidding is up to about $17 and change right now. We have to refresh it because our screen here is in, it's 1801. Refreshes about every 15 seconds. So get in on this auction. Head over to PennyGunAuction.com. The winner will get their choice of a SIG Zombie 1911 or a CZ-75 or a DPMS AR-15 sport rifle. This is huge. The retail price of this is $1,200. Either of the three, $1,200. Fun stuff. Head over to PennyGunAuctions.com and click register. And it's free. 20 free bids. When you register, use the promo code WIN. Armed American Radio listeners can use the promo code WIN in caps. Get 20 free bids. Doesn't cost a thing. Bid on these. You may win. We've got a lot of Armed American Radio listeners who have won these auctions. It's a tremendous amount of fun. Rob, welcome back to the show, man.
Good to be here, man. It's always good to be able to actually spend time in the studio with you, not be on the phone line. It's much cooler.
It is, and when you can sit and talk with somebody, the conversation tends to get a little bit more intense because you're not having to worry about where you're at and whether the line's going to drop, because I never know where you're going to be, what time zone you're going to be in, and I know sometimes you forget what time zone you're in.
Yeah.
We were talking before the last break about the actual effects of and the ramifications of this just crazy upside-down political garbage going on in a number of states across the country. Now, of course, I remember watching your stuff out in Colorado. A lot of fun to watch your television work out there. That's got to be a little bit disheartening to you in such a free state, such a gun-loving state out west, such a beautiful place, to have the politics in play now so many years later. To witness, I mean, you couldn't half of what you did out there.
No, well, you know, and I did a lot of my favorite work out there with Michael Bain, you know,
right,
and he's based out there, and he's already announced that he's doing no more production in Colorado.
That's right.
You know, he won't be doing anything there, so he's going to be, you know, I guess down at the Whittington Center in New Mexico and some other places that are relatively close, but still, how again, talk about economic impact.
I know we're talking about downrange TV with Michael, correct?
Well, his downrange TV, whatever he's going to do, whether it's going to be Shooting Gallery, whether it was going to be, you know, The Best Defense, all the shows he works on.
Right, yeah, and we've asked him to come back on the show. Michael has been on here before. We want to talk with him a little bit about that because here he is. He's moving everything out. Magpul, moving stuff out. It remains to be seen yet what's going to happen in Connecticut, what's going to happen with Colt and a number of others. I can tell you what I hope happens, as much as I hate to say it, it is the reality of where we're at today. They need to go. I don't care how long they've been there. They need to go. This is not normal circumstances. Very harsh action was taken, what I believe to be unconstitutional. There'll be a lot of lawsuits. We're going to see what the courts decide. Lord knows what the judges up there are going to decide. But I said earlier, you know, from a political standpoint, Sean, are you there?
Yes.
What are your thoughts about, you heard me in an earlier segment mention that, you know, this is why America, particularly Republicans, don't want Northeastern politicians on the ticket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thought process these guys has is unbelievable.
Well, you heard Nick say that Nick Burgess say from Connecticut Kerry that, you know, they were sold out by, you know, what Republicans were in the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
They were sold out by, and they clearly were.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Well, they fear, I believe they feel very bullied up there, you know. Look.
But, you know, here's the problem. Republicans need to get their big boy pants on. Let's get the job done. We need to stop with this catering to these people, let them know this is how it is. This is a right, not a game. And we need to start sticking up and start getting things done. Stop worrying about how people think about it and just do the work that we sent you there to do.
Yeah, well, I don't think you have any real Republicans in that area. I mean, show me one.
Well, then we need to get some conservatives up there. I mean, I just don't.
There are conservatives up there, but they're so outnumbered. I don't know. I think it's been so many years of being beaten down and battered around that.
So we just
in order
up?
To get elected, they have to play to a, you know, it's politics. They have to play to a different climate and a different constituency that or they feel they do anyway. And as a result, this is where we're at. Mm. Throw in a little bit of media, mix all the ingredients, and this is what you've got, is this incredible mess up there.
I mean, I've watched some of these guys on TV, and it's like they cater to it. You need to let these people know what's going on and stop playing with these people. Who cares what the media thinks? That's what's wrong with this country. Everybody's sensitive about what people saying. We need to. If we keep playing this game, we are going to lose our freedoms, period.
Well, it's happening right now. I think the scary part about it is to know that, and this is how fast it is, Rob, as we were discussing, literally days. Well, you opened up the tour when? The 1st and 2nd. You had a birthday on the 2nd, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a birthday on the 2nd. So the tour started on the 28th.
Of March?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And literally days later, we're talking from the 28th. On the 28th of March, you had absolutely no idea that you were going to run into this problem in Connecticut.
No. I really, really didn't see this coming the way it did and as fast as it did. And again, we knew the problem was in New York. We knew something was going to happen. So I had, like, you know, plan A, plan B. But
right.
Now, with Connecticut moving the way it did, there's really no option except just to go get rid of everything. And it's like I said, it's unfortunate because it affects the sponsors. It affects the students. It affects the students in other states that are still, pro-gun states. But, you know, hey, the tour drives on. We're there to train. And like I said, I think it's important that we go into these states. I think it's important that we support the gun owners that are still there that are fighting. It's important that people who have firearms get the training when they want the training. So I'm going to go up there in the occupied territory, get some classes done, and then spin back through the Midwest, pick up my gear, and head west.
Let's talk about how this is going to change your classes. 2 weeks ago, if you had a class in Connecticut, somebody could use a Glock 17 with a 17-round magazine.
Right. Well, let's look at New York.
Today they can. Let's go to New York. New York is crazier. They still don't even know what they're doing with the magazine capacity.
Well, that's just it.
They're rewriting.
And the way I look at it is, you know, I'm not a New York State trooper. I'm not a police officer in New York. I'm there to run training. And I'll rely on the locals to know the law, to obey the law, to follow the restrictions that are upon them. And we'll do the best we can on the range when we get there. And that's where we're there to train.
Does that put you in any liability? I mean, you need to look at these crazy laws up there.
Right.
Do you hold any liability? Have you looked into that? Do you know?
I spend a lot of time. I teach people how to defend themselves, and I try to follow the law myself. And I am unaware of any laws that restrict training that information. I'm unaware of any laws that restrict me from running the drills that I run when I'm on the range. I'm unaware of any laws that make me responsible or accountable for somebody in my presence using a magazine or doing what they do. So I'm going up there to teach, and I'm sure the local guys will be following the laws as best they can, but I don't even know that anybody knows what they're supposed to do up there yet.
It's too early to tell, and it's unfortunate, but it is too early to tell. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about some specifics from my training in the combat focus shooting class, and I want to educate listeners as to what it is we went through and why this is important and how it changes the training And what, you know, are the students going to get shorted up there? Yeah, I believe they are. Simply by a magazine. Now, was it really going to affect in a magazine? Yeah, it is, ladies and gentlemen. How many rounds quickly do you go through in a course in a two-day period?
Normally, 1,000. We'll see what happens up there. Maybe about 600.
Big difference between a 17-round mag, a 15-round mag, and a 7-round capacity. We'll be back after this. We'll talk about it in detail with Rob Pincus in the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes, and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Yes, Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm joined in the studio with me now by famed trainer. You've seen him on television. You've maybe read some of his books. If you haven't, you need to. You've watched his work on TV and multiple shows, Best Defense, Personal Defense Network stuff, the American Trigger Sports Network with our great friend James Tall.
Stop the Threat.
You're doing Stop the Threat now, and I've done a couple of those. A lot of fun. Rob Pincus, great to have you here in the studio.
Good to be here, man.
All right. We have been having some fascinating off-air conversations. Shanto, my sidekick down in Dallas in the network, are you there with me, brother? We've lost Shanto.
He's probably taking calls.
We have a big problem. Is Shanto still there? There he is. I love when he tells me to hold on. You know, that means he's got other things going on, and he doesn't want to tell me in my earbuds. All right. Some of what we're talking about off air is so vitally important that a lot of people, myself included, never thought about. You mentioned, for example, during the last segment, that other states and other students in states that outside of Connecticut, let's talk New Hampshire for a good one, Virginia, West Virginia, New York. Okay, we all know New York and Connecticut. But border states or states that you have to avoid are now going to suffer as well. And then we talked about magazine capacity, and I want to go into that. First, let's touch on New Hampshire. New Hampshire, live free or die, baby. Great gun-loving free state with none of the restrictions found in their neighbors. How are those students affected?
Right. Well, normally we'd have like a loaner gun. So somebody's gun goes down, or maybe somebody carries a full-size gun, but they want to try a subcompact gun. Well, I'll pull out the Glock 26, or somebody's, you know, 1911 starts malfunctioning or whatever. Well, you know, and they want
that
to try
never
something.
Never happens.
Never happens. They want to get a more modern gun. Here's an M&P. You know, here's this, here's that. I let people use my guns. A lot of people, oh, it's your carry gun. Can I shoot your gun? Try it out. They want to try the new claw sights.
Right.
You know, the problem is now. So not only the guys in New York and New Jersey, you know, they're not expecting it, but now I've got the guys in New Hampshire, they're not going to get the benefit of that. So now it comes down to maybe another student has a gun that can loan them. Maybe they, you know, they have to go out and purchase a gun, and they have to even know if they like it. They're
right.
Going to, you know, it's so a big, you know, at the end of the day, it's not 80% of the experience, but it's 8. And for the guy whose gun breaks, it's what allows him to get through the end of the 2 days of training or the last day of training or the last 2 hours of training.
These people are paying.
Yep.
They're paying hard-earned money for this course to learn from the best and to gain the experience that they can only get from the combat-focused shooting class that they're taking from you. And in many cases, as we mentioned earlier, they've you know, this is a month-long or year-long or two-year-long deal where they've made the arrangements that they've had to make to be able to take that class from you. Maybe they don't want to take it with one of your other fantastic instructors. Maybe they want to take it from you, and they can't. Or they're losing 8 to 10% of that. Now, I've taken the course. Let's go back to me. We were talking about the round count. I believe we went through about 1,300 to 1,500 rounds, I think. We went through quite a bit.
2 days? Did you do the 2 days?
Did the
4 days?
I did the 2 day.
Right,
the other guys did. So I probably did what? About 1,000 to 1,200 rounds.
1,200, yeah, 1,000 to 1,200. That was our standard deal. Now, we reduced that count. We announced, you know, the second week in January because we saw it was coming for
the
spring.
Stop right there. You're jumping ahead of me. The reason that you reduced that count was what? Ammo shortages now,
right?
Because of what we're seeing right now.
Right, exactly.
Politically. So what have you done to compensate for that?
So we've gone ahead and we announced, like I said, second, third week of January, we announced that across the board, ICE training was going to reduce round count 20 to 25% in all classes and reduce the cost of each class by $50 so that we can accommodate people who are worried about ammunition, who are paying a lot more for ammunition than they anticipated. So we already have, we're up under a reduced round count. Now, you talk to the guys who've taken the last four classes, they're not going to tell you that they missed out on anything. They got plenty of reps. Most people did show up with 1,000 rounds or more. Some people had 800. We get, you know, here's 100 rounds out of the back of the truck. Again, mm-hmm. I won't be able to do that for the next 3 weeks. I won't have, here's an extra 100 rounds out of the back of the truck. Here's an extra 200 rounds. You want to buy half a case? Sure. That won't be able to happen. So that's one way this is affecting us. And now you talk about New York. So let's say we do have guys showing up. We can only load 7 rounds in a gun. You know, as you know from going through the program, a big part of what we do is stimulus response training.
Of course.
We want people not to just perform a reload when they know they're going to have to do a reload, which is pretty elementary at the end of the day. We want them to be able to apply that reload in an intuitive, efficient way when they expected to shoot, let's say, three, four, five shots, and only two bullets were left in the gun.
Well, now you're talking the dynamics involved, and you're talking the dynamic of the course. Let's go there for a second. Let's expand on that a little bit. When you're on the firing line in one of your courses, from my own personal experience, you will give maybe four or five up commands during that particular drill, won't you? Is that about right?
Yeah, well, it depends. We'll say go load three magazines, load it 40 to 60%, and you won't, and then mix it up. So you don't really know how many rounds you've got in each given magazine. You've got, you know, most people are carrying magazines that'll hold between, you know, 13 and 20 rounds. Mm-hmm. So you've got anywhere from 7 to 12 or 13 rounds in any given magazine. You mix them up. You put two on your belt, one in your gun, and then we start giving up commands. We give number commands, and people familiar with the balance of speed and precision drills know what that means. And we vary the commands. You vary the shot strings. You don't know when you're going to hit your reloads. And what that forces you to do is to actually respond to that learned stimulus of slide lock with a reload at the appropriate time. So you don't start anticipating it. You don't choreograph it. Well, quite frankly, you know, if you go to a seven-round magazine, it's hard to not start choreographing because you know after your second two-to-four-shot string of fire, boom, you're going to be reloading.
All right, let's put this in perspective. Those of you who are following us here, seven-round magazine, state of New York, Connecticut, I don't know what their convoluted garbage is. We still have to look at this stuff. But let's just go to what we know in New York, for example, which is a seven-round magazine. You've taught in New York before?
Right.
Okay. Not under the seven rounds.
Right.
Now, they had a 10-round.
Right.
So three magazines, two on the belt, one in the gun, 30 rounds.
And we download it. You know, so you download it to be 7 to 10 rounds.
Right. So now you're going to take somebody down to 21 rounds.
Right.
Which is going to alter the commands you give on the live fire in the live fire drill.
It'll change the way we run the drills. And the big deal here is that when you only have 7 rounds max in the magazine, there isn't a lot of guesswork.
You don't have any room.
Exactly.
You don't have any room to alter those commands because people are going to be very cognizant of where they're at with a 7-round magazine.
Right.
So that takes a lot of the dynamic out of what you're bringing to the table and teaching people when you're talking about intuitive responses.
Right. It's just all we have. It's good for me. I mean, it challenges me as an instructor. I'll get more creative because it moves us back to, you know, that 1982, you know, mechanical techniques that were being taught then because you didn't have many options.
You had a revolver. You had a 1911. A lot of the classes and a lot of the students were shooting the 1911, 7 rounds and plus one in the pipe.
Yep.
Okay. Or 7 rounds.
And there it's, you know, so you choreograph the number of rounds you shoot. You know when your reloads are coming or in some, you know, some of the oldie time classes, you're never allowed to get the slide lock. Because everybody could count rounds. And we're so far beyond that.
And
it's almost like having to turn around and sort of find new, you know, and that's like I said, that's on me. So I've got 2 weeks to figure out how to get creative.
2 weeks. Listen to what you're saying. Usually politics doesn't move this fast. This is what happens with fascist gun grabs. And I got to tell listeners across the country what I said to you during the break. And that was, I'm glad that you've had to jump into some of the political foray. I'm glad you've had to foray into this with us.
I was there in the 90s, and I said, you know what, things are moving along good. I'm going to stick over here, and I'm going to train. I'm going to stay in my lane, let you guys talk about the politics.
Right.
The last 4 months have certainly changed that.
Last 2 weeks have changed that. See, you're bringing Sean to out of the woodwork down there. He starts to laugh. Sean, you see the ramifications of this.
Oh, yes.
Elections have consequences in a lot of ways that people didn't even consider, didn't even think about.
Yeah.
But, you know, having stood on that firing line with Rob, having taken those courses, and I was shooting a 17-round magazine, plus one in the pipe on there, and another two 17-round magazines. I had 34 rounds on my belt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can't imagine going through those drills with two 7-round magazines or a 17-round magazine loaded with 7 rounds.
That's unimaginable.
I'm not going to get out of that course, and I'm not going to say I'm not going to get out of it because I know you're going to adapt to it. But I shudder to think of what you're going to have to do to get me to get out of that course with 7, what I would have gotten with the additional capacity to fire. It's mind-boggling. When we come back, maybe we'll talk about it more with Rob. But you're listening to one of the best in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Pincus is in the studio with me here at the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, Mark. Shh. Okay, he can't hear us. Yo, this is Shanto. I've gotten a lot of emails wanting to know if I have a blog or a radio show or things of that nature. Actually, I do. And the simple way to find out what I'm talking about, all you got to do is go to RadioFactor.net. That's right, RadioFactor.net. Each week, I'm going to blog about some of the major political news that's going on in this country today. Remember, RadioFactor.net. Let's get back to the show. And remember, RadioFactor.net.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm in the studio today with Rob Pincus, who made it, finally, on his way from Augusta. Sean, are you with me now, or do I need to hold on again?
No, I'm here. I was answering the phone.
Again, off-air conversations are great, and I want listeners to benefit from what we've been talking about, because spontaneity is fantastic. It's wonderful. I didn't know Rob was going to be here until a very short notice, as in literally hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how long I was going to have him in the studio for.
Yeah.
So we want to cover as much ground as we can, and of course, there are some things that we're talking about now that were really I never thought of yet.
Mm-hmm.
We just simply haven't had time to analyze this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the dynamics of the training involved is what we were just talking about with Rob. But now I'm going to get a little bit provocative here. Because we have talked about, Rob, with law enforcement agencies, for example, and I don't know what size that list is up to now. Quite frankly, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't looked at it. It wasn't a topic for discussion yet. I should probably know the answer. But it was about 150 manufacturers last week refusing to sell to state agencies.
Oh, yeah.
In the states who are literally screwing their own citizenry out of the right to keep and bear the same arms. And they're refusing to sell to those agencies as arms of the state. Rob, you disagreed with that.
Right.
To a certain extent, I'm assuming you still do right now.
Yeah, I think it should be a case by case basis. We know that there are these sheriffs that are standing up for the Second Amendment, and they're saying they're going to risk violating federal law or having whatever. I've seen all kinds of repercussions threatened against them on the internets now, and they're saying they're not going to enforce these laws inside of their counties. Now, does that guy deserve to get training from me? Absolutely. Does that guy deserve to buy ammunition or buy a gun from a company that's making guns that police officers need to protect themselves from bad guys? I think absolutely.
Okay. Now let's take your stance on being able to sell that firearm, too, and how some of the manufacturers are saying, hey, you know what? No, we're not going to do this. If you don't sell it to Joe Blow, I'm not selling it to Joe Cop, period. 150-plus are doing that now. Let's take this now over to students, all right? You're going up there this week. You've detoured 1,000 miles. You're detouring 1,000 miles out of the way. It's costing you, the company, and the students an awful lot of money and time. What about next year? Are you going to go back through this process again simply because those people in Connecticut didn't have anything to do with writing the law? All they want to do is get your training.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is, you know what? I don't know the right way without trying to. I'm not placing blame on the people who are taking the course. But the fact of the matter is that elections have consequences. This is what's happened in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
Now you've got to make a business decision, and that's just where we're at. What
remember,
is your business?
The
decision?
Courses that are on the schedule right now, the courses that we're going through on the tour, they were set, minimum 6 months ago. Some of them over a year ago, they were put on the schedule. So we're booking for the spring of 2014 now. And these are the questions we're asking and we're answering. We're trying to figure out exactly what to do with, because we didn't know what was going to happen in New York. We didn't know any of this. Nobody knew any of this was going to happen. Colorado, if you had asked me a year ago if Colorado was going to have a 15-round magazine ban.
Oh, I would have taken your money.
Yeah.
I would have taken your money,
no way.
For sure.
So I'm going to New York. I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going through Massachusetts, through Connecticut. I'm going to be going to Colorado in June, right? But will I go back? Well, here's the thing. A lot of it's going to have to do with the experience. What happened? We all know that some of these laws could disappear as fast as they came, and probably should.
Yeah, I'm going to predict there's probably going to be some court stays and some injunctions, but we don't know that. You still have to make business decisions.
But based on what's going on, like we're talking about with New York, with the limited round capacity in the training environment, Connecticut limited round capacity in the training environment. These, we're talking about some small states up here in New England and the Mid Atlantic. If you can drive, two and a half, three hours from Connecticut to be in New Hampshire, if you can drive some places in New York an hour or two to be in Vermont or to be down in Pennsylvania and get a much better training experience, it's probably worth the drive. And you know what? And then I can stay in a state where the tax money that I pay on the hotel and on the food bill isn't going to support these crazy politicians and crazy laws that are being enacted against our Second Amendment rights. And I'm going to feel a lot better about that. And if the people in New York and in New Jersey and in Massachusetts and in Connecticut are willing to travel and willing to come to the classes in those places, which I certainly think they should be,
they will.
I think they're going to get a better training experience. We're going to be standing up for the Second Amendment. We're going to be supporting the states that support us. And I think that's what you're going to see more and more often from the entire training community. I know that's the approach I'm looking at, putting in place for next year.
The bottom line is that as of right now, you just don't know.
As of right now, it's remains to be seen. I'd love to see a lot of these things rescinded. I'd like to see a lot of people realize the mistakes that have been made and turn the whole thing around, which is exactly what happened in the mid-90s. Let's not forget, we had the federal assault weapons ban go in 94, and everybody woke up and realized, whoa, this was a mistake, this was an overreaction, this was a knee-jerk, and that went away. And for 15 years, we had positive movement in the firearms
community. And we still do. We still have positive movement.
Absolutely.
What we're talking about here, let's throw some good news out. I know we're talking about Connecticut, we're talking about New York, we're talking about Colorado. It's big news. You've got Democrats across the country that are proposing this wacky goofball legislation in states like Florida. They're proposing it in Georgia. They're proposing it in Arizona. That doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. This is a small handful of states, Rob, as you well know, that are enacting these goofball laws. The rest of us, there are states, and there are, and we're going to be discussing this in a future broadcast of Armed American Radio, the good stuff going on. There's a lot of states putting in place that are answering this crap by strengthening their laws.
Right.
You've got a little town that made national news right down the road from where we sit.
Yep.
Nelson, Georgia. Straddles the Pickens and Cherokee County line, just north of Atlanta. 45 miles from here. 40 miles from here. That said, you know what? We're going to do what Kennesaw did in the 80s.
Yep.
And require by county ordinance every homeowner to own a firearm. Now, it's not required. They're not going to enforce it. There are specifications regarding whether or not who owns the gun. Of course, they're not allowed for a convicted felon and so forth. But what they've said is, you know what? We don't have a sheriff. We have one cop here. And he works a certain shift. It's going to be a long time before the county guys can get here when our officer is no longer on his shift. So they're strengthening in response to this, and you're seeing a lot of this throughout the country, right?
Yeah, and I think we're going to see that pushback just like we saw in the 90s. Everybody's fighting. I mean, the issues of the recall in Colorado, the courts are already involved in New York. I'm sure the courts are going to get involved very quickly in Connecticut.
Oh, sure they are. Sure they are.
But we've got to keep fighting. We've got to weather this storm and keep fighting. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep training. I'm going to keep teaching. I'm going to keep scheduling courses. But, I don't think I'm going to add any new courses to New York or Connecticut in the short term because there's no upside. I'd rather have those students move to,
I'd recommend it. If you can afford to, get out.
Travel to New Hampshire, travel to Ohio, travel to Pennsylvania, travel to, Virginia.
A lot of you in Connecticut can afford to get out. You might want to take the boat out as fast as possible. But let's echo that what we're talking about here. With White House says Obama had limited expectations for gun violence proposals. This is the media speak for gun control. But they're admitting, and you're seeing it now. It used to be what the Holy Grail was re-upping the assault weapons ban, but now they're saying no, that wasn't the Holy Grail. Right. It's been background checks. Rob, I appreciate you coming in, man. I know it was a short notice for you, and I really do appreciate it very much. Next week we're going to have another good program. Hopefully you can join us. Alan Corwin will be here. The well-armed woman is going to be here. We have representatives from them.
I see her stuff on the internet, or their stuff on the internet.
Really cool stuff. We've got one of the biggest chapters, the founder happens to live right down the road from us. They'll be here next week along with the regulars, Dave Kodria and the Matt Ogre, and hopefully you.
Missed them
tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we did. That's okay. This is where I tell you, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Hope you enjoyed the show today. It was a dynamite program. We'll see you next week here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby. Over the river and through the woods to Walmart. We go, the horse is the way. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Bacon Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.